Good afternoon, Barbarita and Ruth. My name is Haley and I will be conducting your interview today. We are at the TCC Northeast Campus today, October 11th, 2022. Today we will be learning a little bit about Barbarita and Ruth and what it was like to be an ESL student at TCC. What is your full name?
My full name is Barbarita Rodriguez de Arellano.
Okay. Yeah, my name is Ruth Castillo Acosta.
Okay. How old are you?
I'm 46.
Okay. I'm 44.
Okay. Where are you originally from?
I'm from Dominican Republic.
Okay.
And I'm from Guanajuato, Mexico.
Okay. What are you guys studying here at TCC?
We're starting ESL classes, advanced.
What do you guys plan like to choose as like a major? What do you want to do?
I want to go in the accounting field, business accounting.
Business, okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, in my case, I study English because I want to help some people on psychology and counseling.
Okay.
So, and I think if I speak good English, I can help other people.
Yeah, definitely. I like both of those. What made you come to Oklahoma?
Okay, I've been here for many years. So the reason that I came is because my husband was already here and I came for a better future.
Okay.
And then we stay.
Have you enjoyed it so far?
Yeah, I love it.
Okay.
Yeah. So for me, I came to United States to study in Bible School Rio Grande.
Okay.
I want to study like a mission international to go other country, but I never planned to stay here in United States. I was planning to finish and go to other country, but God shared my plan and I met my husband and and I was married with him.
Nice. So now you're like, well, I guess I'm here. Do either of you plan to move back to your hometown where you came from?
So far, no.
No? Okay.
Yeah, I'm planning to return, but to visit my family, but not for leave.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm planning to stay rest of my life in United States because I'm married.
Yeah, that's interesting. So what is the food like here for you guys compared to where you guys are from?
For instance, for me, mm-hmm. Right now it's we have a lot of Mexican food right here,
mm-hmm.
but before, like more than 20 years ago, it was barely enough.
Right.
And it was kind of hard because, you know, as a Mexican, we have the main, like, tortillas.
Right.
And we just find one on Walmart, just one tortilla, but the taste was really different. And now these days we have tortillas everywhere.
Everywhere you go.
Yeah, that's an interesting question because I think I miss my food because, you know, and I can find any product that I use in my country. Maybe something I can find, but usually like in Dominican we use a lot of bean, rye, plantain, and I think if we got it, that's produce. So especially in Walmart and some other places, the name is Morello.
Right.
You can find any product about in my country. So I think it's, I don't need any food.
Okay. So is the Mexican food here the same as it is in Mexico or is it completely different?
It looks the same, but the taste is different. In Mexico is more original.
Okay.
And it's different.
Okay.
Even though they look the same and
right.
they have the same dish. But the
season
is different.
Okay, that's interesting.
The product, we can get the product, but I think in my country is original, fresh, and they don't have a lot of precedent.
Right.
But here in the United States, we can gather the product, but they have a lot of precedent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Do you guys have like a mode of travel, like to get from point A to point B?
Yes.
Do you have a car?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
No, for me it's difficult. I don't have a car. My husband gives some lessons to learn drive, but I think it is the hard for me to the transportation. Yeah.
Okay. So do you plan to get like transportation, like in the future, do you want to get a car?
Yeah. I can drive a little, but I need more practical.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's definitely a learning thing.
It's necessary time. Here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is it necessary to have a vehicle where you guys are from? In Mexico, do you have vehicles in the Dominican Republic?
Yes, I have.
Yes. Okay.
But in Dominican, no. We use car is really expensive in Dominican, but we have a lot of transportation, public transportation. We have a motorcycle transportation, we have a bus, we have a taxi. So we have a category transportation.
So you got yours in the Dominican Republic is more of just like a public transportation, like you guys just have buses and
yes.
Like taxis, things like that?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. The same thing in Mexico.
Same.
We have a lot of, well, comparing right here in Tulsa, we have a lot of public transportation, like buses, taxis, now the new thing.
Right.
But also they have other things they call rutas.
Okay.
Like they like bigger than, like kind of minivans.
Okay.
That they go like every 20, 30 minutes.
Okay, that's interesting, yeah.
They send by the transportation that we have, but the transportation here is difficult because they only go for some area, you know?
Yeah.
So in my case, I have to pay sometimes $20 for one.
You're talking about here.
To go to,
okay.
Yeah. Because the bus is,
yeah.
is hard for me. I have to get all the taxi to take a bus. So.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. See, I do have my own vehicle, but I couldn't, like, taking a bus, I feel like you would have to get up, like, really early,
mm-hmm.
like, before you would have to be somewhere, you just have to make sure you make,
mm-hmm.
you know, the right decision on what bus to get on at the right time, because
yeah,
sometimes
they
can take a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just from, even if you're just going 10 minutes away, I mean, they can take a whole different route, and then you're way over here somewhere else, and
yeah,
it's crazy. So, do you guys have, I know you have a husband, do you guys have family that live here?
Yes.
Do you?
Yes, I have, well, my husband and I have 5 children.
Oh, you have 5 children, that's nice.
And also I have brothers and sister.
Okay.
In my case, no, I don't have children. And I only have my husband and my family. I have one uncle in New York.
Okay.
But the rest of my family lives in French and Dominican Republic.
Okay, so you have family kind of different
places. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's interesting. Did you have family here before you moved here? Like before you came here?
No. My,
okay.
Before my side, I was the first one.
Okay.
But,
was
I
that
family from my husband's side?
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Was it difficult to move here at first, like
yeah.
not having anybody?
Yeah, it was hard because I was the first one. I'm the oldest in my family, so it was the first one. I was the first one that I moved out from my
okay.
house and
yeah.
country.
That would definitely be it. Would be a
it
lot.
Was tough.
Yeah.
But I never thought you. It was gonna be like, I'll feel comfortable. Like,
right.
I feel like I'm in Mexico.
Yeah.
It became my second home.
Right, yeah, definitely. So, do you guys that have, when the family that you have in, you know, the Dominican Republic or Mexico, do you guys speak to them? Like, still now that you've moved here, or is the communication kind of cut off?
Well, in my I go visit them, and okay. my mom comes like once or twice a year.
Okay, so she's year. Been uh-huh. here to see you.
Yes.
Okay.
In my case, usually I has communication with my family every day. I use WhatsApp and I can see them. And April was my wedding, and I have some family that come to visit me and stay in my wedding.
That's nice. That's cool. Yeah. So you just got married this past April.
April. I only have 5 months married.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's pretty recent, though. That's exciting. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What was, like, your first impression when you came to the United States? What was it way, like, a lot more busy? Was it quieter? What did you guys think, like, when you first got here?
My first impression, I was in two parts. The first, when I arrived in the airport, how the people received me, like, a friendly. And I got a connection with people, and I remember that day I lost my airplane, and some people was friendly with me and say, I can help you, don't worry. I was crying because I didn't understand more English, but she gave me really good attention. And the other part of was when I saw the snow fall.
Oh, yeah.
That just made me cry because that was one of my dreams to touch and to feel and saw the snow. So that time was special for me, and I love to see snow fall.
Yeah,
this
it's
my
pretty.
Impression that I have.
Yeah, so did you, when you first came, you came when it was cold outside?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
I come to December 2017.
Okay, so yeah. You've been here for about almost 5 years.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you've got to see a lot of different mm-hmm. stuff in your 5 years. Yeah, the snow, do you guys not get it in the Dominican Republic?
Never. All the time is summer.
Oh my gosh.
We have the, you know, spring season, okay, but you can see because it's all the time it's the same,
right.
The same weather,
right.
Okay? We can see the flower growing and anything, but here in United States, you can see, for example, in this time, it's autumn.
Yes.
We can see how the trees change.
Yes.
And they come in color and the temperature mm-hmm. change, you feel a little cold. But in Dominican, it's hot, rainy, no change. This is the same weather.
That is neat. So you
yeah.
got to, yeah. Mm-hmm. So what was it like for you? What was your first impression?
Yes, it was, the people, it was kind of the same. Mm-hmm. But there's something that they were different. Like she said that the snow that I never seen is snowing before, so it was the first time I see, like, the stations, like, fall, the leaves, and also the all the greenness of those hands, like, I love
yeah.
those things. We have those things in Mexico, but it's a little bit different. It depends on the area, but right here, like, it's amazing. Well, the first time then we see all the time, it became like, oh, it's normal, but it's
so it was a
really
shock
cool.
to you, but it's normal for
normal,
us.
Yeah. And
wow.
also the thing that got me like more like it was the language that I feel like I can talk and I feel like I can hear.
Okay.
Like
yeah.
because I don't understand English at all.
Right, yeah.
Because I never studied English in my country,
mm-hmm.
so I was that was my fear, like my that I wasn't able to talk or to
right.
hear. Well, I hear, but I don't understand.
But you couldn't understand.
You couldn't understand.
Yeah,
yeah.
That would,
it was yeah.
Yeah. So, leading up to, like, the communication, did you guys, like, immediately come to TCC to start the ESL classes, or was it a while before you guys found out about it, you know, where you could learn English?
For me, it was a while because I have my kids, and it was not possible to go to school. So I started like years ago, but non-TCC, like community classes or other places.
Okay.
In my case, I came to United States to study Bible School Rio Grande, only the Mission International Theology. And I received some class, English class, but no was really, really stronger. So when I come to Tulsa to do my internship, I understand that I need to improve the language. And I taken a decision that finish my internship and later to continue my study. And for that reason, I applied to study here, and this is it. This is my third semester.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you guys have learned quite a bit. And was it hard starting to learn English?
Mm-hmm. And yes. My first time, I was to think, oh, maybe it's really difficult, but it's difficult. But we have some really, really good teacher. So I remember, so my first time, I was scared because maybe I don't understand. How can I write? You know, but I received really, really good teacher, and they help and they motivated me to learn. So for me, it was difficult.
So it was a little bit easier than you probably thought when you first moved here. And
yeah, because they give me orientation and they say, if you don't understand, it's okay. I can explain 4 times. Don't worry. So, and I feel comfortable. Right. I don't feel like when you come to the school and the teacher no one relation with you now. I feel really comfortable because the teacher was close, the teacher heard, give me exercise, give me material, how can I improve the English.
Right, so having a good teacher really helped.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. Definitely.
Definitely, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It really helps a lot because it gives us more secure.
Like you kind of feel like it's okay when you don't understand.
Yeah, because in my case, at the beginning, it was kind of learning the basic. It was kind of quick and easy. But then I got to a certain point when I understand people, and then I was like kind of shy to speak because I was thinking I don't gonna speak well. They're gonna notice that it's not right and gonna mix my conversation or my sentence.
Yeah.
And then, so I kind of got stuck at a certain point, and then I said, oh, I had to talk. If I don't try, I never gonna speak the way that I want to speak.
Right.
So after that, I kind of...
So for you, it was more like, at first, you know, it was... okay, it was the first, the basics were easy. And then you get up, like, you know, it gets a little harder, so you got shy.
I got shy because I understand a lot of more English than
can speak, can say.
That's the way I say, I don't gonna say it on the right sentence, so I, yeah.
Right, yeah. So was there, did you guys struggle with, like, certain, like, I guess, words over other words, like, you know, with certain letters or...
Yes, and I'm still struggling with some because I say something and my kid said, no, mom, you're saying, like, for instance, the word good.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to say, like, the piece of good, and they say, you say good, like, I'm good.
Okay.
So those things are still, like, I told them, it's my second language.
Right.
It's not going to be
it's not going to be perfect.
Perfect,
right.
But,
well, I think you both mm-hmm. are doing really well. I'm very impressed.
Yeah.
So our next question. Do you guys have sports in your hometowns, Mexico, the Dominican Republic?
Yeah, in my country, usually they are very, very, very famous is baseball.
Baseball.
And basketball.
Basketball.
And volleyball. When I was in Dominican, I used to play volleyball.
Okay.
But here in the United States, I changed. I met one sport and I love it and I like to play pickleball.
Okay.
I love it. So, and I used to play like a 2 years play pickleball here in Tulsa.
Nice.
Every Tuesday, I was ready to play pickleball.
Oh my goodness, that is so cool.
I know, I love it.
Yeah.
So but we don't have it in Dominican.
Okay, so you don't have it there?
No, the first time when I saw them was here in the United States.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so what was the sports like in Mexico?
In Mexico, soccer, baseball, basketball, volleyball. But in my town, it's more soccer and baseball.
Okay, so do any of your kids play sports?
Yes, my husband plays baseball.
Okay.
And my daughter, softball. Well, they used to play, not right now, not anymore. Yeah, mm-hmm. But when they're little, my daughter played in high school, softball.
Okay.
And my other two sons, baseball.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And boxing, too.
Okay. That's a different one, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when I was in Mexico, I used to play volleyball.
Okay, so that's...
And pretty... I want to play tennis right here, but I always said, oh, my daughter played tennis too. And I would say, oh, we're going to go play tennis, but I just postponed.
I hope soon we can play. Right?
Because I always, I don't know, but this sport, it's always grabbed my attention.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I definitely find it interesting mm-hmm. as well. Yeah.
In Dominican, the only people play tennis is, that's interesting, is people rich.
Okay, so only rich people play.
Only rich, they have a special place to play tennis, but we don't have access. If you want to go play tennis, you have to pay a membership, has to pay a lot of money. So you can practice soccer, you can practice baseball, volleyball, basketball, but tennis, no. This only people rich has an opportunity to play. But here in the United States, it's free. Everybody
yeah,
can
you
play
can
tennis.
Just do yes. whatever sports, mm-hmm. you know? They just kind of have a lot, a lot of the parks have like
yeah,
tennis
have
courts
uh-huh,
and, yeah.
that we can go.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting.
They're open and free for everyone.
Yeah. So that was probably, it was probably shocking to you. You probably thought, oh yeah, it's going to be something only rich people mm-hmm. are going to be allowed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Have you tried tennis like since you've been here? Just to try it out since you couldn't there? Or?
No.
No.
I know because I don't have time. Maybe in the future because.
Right.
Pickleball and tennis are similar.
Mm-hmm.
They are different, but because we use all the paddle.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if I try to play tennis, I think I can do it because it's similar.
Similar, pickleball. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's yeah. I think you should definitely try it sometime.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy it just because it's not like. I don't know. It's just kind of relaxing, you know. You're
yeah,
getting to
right.
do something
uh-huh.
you're wanting to do, and you find interest in it and things like that.
I even have the racket.
Oh, you have the racket? Okay, yeah, yeah. So, do you guys live like in Tulsa, or do you live like in Broken Arrow, or?
I live right here in Tulsa.
Tulsa. Okay.
I live here in Tulsa.
Okay. So, let's go back to the food. Have you guys found a place that's like your favorite place to eat or something you really don't like or?
Like from our country, like in my case, Mexican food or what do you like? Or just food in general?
You say some places?
Yeah, like here, like in Oklahoma, have you like went to restaurants to eat
mm-hmm.
and then found that you really like it or you don't like it at all?
I like it.
You like it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Usually I like, I don't use more plate for food. I prefer to cook my food.
Okay.
But but sometimes one of the favorite I have is chili.
Okay.
Because it's the place that I met my husband.
Okay.
Yeah, that place is an special for me and my husband.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. So yeah, you kind of have that little connection there, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for me, I like the places to where I go to eat, but I also, when I want something like, more Mexican,
mm-hmm.
I make it good.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you had to choose,
mm-hmm.
would you choose to eat out or would you choose to stay home and cook, you know, for yourself, like something you can...
Mm-hmm. It depends because we just go eat like on the weekend.
Okay.
Yeah. But I cook the whole, during the whole week.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the same on the weekend. I used to eat inside the house, but so the week I cook.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. I bet that's a lot easier, you know, just being able to go home and just find something there to cook and then not have to get back out and, you know, it would probably be, you know, a little later getting back home and then
mm-hmm.
got into showers and... So what is your plans after TCC? What do you plan to do? Do you plan to, like, more schooling or go, like, straight to work or...
I plan more schooling.
More schooling.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I planning to dedicate my career and work and help with people. I don't know if I checking is... Maybe I can study something, maybe... to get some orientation more, but I think that I continue. I want to work and help people. So
work and help people.
Yeah, I'm not planning to study more. I study a lot.
Yeah, in my case, I want to plan study more because I feel like I'm more prepared. I can help more people better.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The more education you feel like
I can help more. More okay. people, more prepared, right. yeah. with more experience, with more knowledge.
Right, yeah. Is there anything else you guys want to include in the interview? Something maybe we didn't talk about or you want to talk about?
I think
good. Good? Okay. Well, this is all I have for you two today. It's been my pleasure to do this interview, and I have enjoyed learning about both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.